Chapter 1. Alex Fears for His Life. Alex opened the conference room door and stuck his head out.
Do you see her yet? I don't see her. She's always here by now. Do you think she already knows? Should we abort?
Calvin Quinn pulled him back inside the room and patted a chair. You're overreacting, pal. She can't possibly be as angry as you expect. Alex scoffed. He dropped into the chair and folded his arms, then sprang up to continue pacing.
Easy for you to say. You've known Mittens Meow for a few weeks.
I've known her my entire life.
So?
So I'm telling you, when she sees my Power Pup interview, I am Puppy Chow. Dry, crunchy, generically branded Puppy Chow. In one of those cheap reusable bags that never quite reseals properly.
Alex stopped pacing and checked the conference room table for the 100th time. He had spent all night making Mittens' favorite snacks. Chocolate cupcakes with dark chocolate icing, chocolate chip cookies, chocolate-covered strawberries, a big slow cooker of homemade whole milk, dark cocoa hot chocolate. He'd arranged everything on a beautiful tablecloth next to china he had borrowed from Mittens' sister. To top it all off, he wore his best shirt. Okay, it was just a t-shirt, but it was a freshly washed and ironed t-shirt. He'd even cleaned off his desk and vacuumed his car. Everything in the hopes of placating the volcano of anger she would become the moment she laid eyes on this morning's headline.
If you're that worried, Calvin said, why did you write the article? We could have let her do it.
Alex moaned.
Because I knew she would hate it. And I thought it would be funny.
The elevator doors dinged at the far end of the Bow Wow Bark office. Alex flinched.
Here she comes. It was nice knowing you, pal. I hope your next superhero sidekick treasures the mantle as much as I did. It was an honor to serve.
Calvin rolled his eyes. Alex got down on his knees and crawled to the window. He raised his head just enough to peek above the ledge. He could see into the bullpen and had a direct line of sight to Mittens' desk. His best friend and partner had dressed pristinely, as always. Pressed blouse, pencil straight skirt, tidy bow around her neck, and hat perched perfectly between her ears. She smiled to colleagues as she made her way to her desk. Alex chewed on his nails.
Stop that!
Calvin swatted his paws.
You're making me nervous!
Mittens methodically executed her morning routine. She placed her purse inside her bottom desk drawer, turned on her monitor, and made a cup of tea at the beverage bar by the printers. Alex counted the rotations of her spoon as she mixed in sugar and cream. She returned to her desk.
Any minute, he muttered. It's not too late. We could run. Slip out the back and make a break for the train station. She'd probably expect us to flee by airplane. Maybe we'd make it across the border before she caught on.
Mitten set her tea on a coaster beside her keyboard. She reached into the mailbox on the edge of her desk. She snapped open the morning edition of the Bow Wow Bark with a crisp flick of her wrist. As fate would have it, she rotated her chair. Alex could see her whiskers, her eyebrows, and the top of her nose as she read the front page headline. Power Pup Interview, Where He Came From and Why He's Here by... Mittens jumped to her feet.
Alex Digger? Show yourself this moment!
The newsroom fell silent. Alex felt like a tree that had been rooted to the conference room carpet for centuries. Mittens slammed the newspaper onto her desk and looked over to his. It was empty, of course. She put her paws on her hips.